The rock band The National is known for this kind of sound.
Go outside, cry, then come right back in. Drop down like an alien.
Among the five band members is Bryce Dessner. But for his latest project, Dessner has put down his electric guitar and changed his tune. It's called Solos, and it comes out tomorrow. Dessner joined me from his home in Paris and told me about the concept behind the album.
Over the years, I've written quite a few solo instrumental pieces for myself, mostly on the classical guitar, and eventually started writing for friends.
You said that you were writing these classical pieces for yourself. At what point did you get where you thought, maybe I should have other people start to hear these things?
Yeah, you know, I grew up playing a lot of music by Bach and Renaissance music written for the lute, primarily on classical guitar. So my background was quite classical. And as I started to write for other people, string quartet, you know, eventually orchestra and choir, and then soloists would ask me to write pieces for them. And so I just, you know, it kind of happened gradually over time and through having close friendships with these great musicians. There's a couple of cello solos on here. Cello is the instrument I would have played had I chosen a different instrument.
Is it possible to rock out on a cello?
It is definitely possible to rock out on a cello. And there's a piece called Tusula, which is an 11-minute kind of ferocious cello solo, which is one of the highlights on this album, played by Anastasia Kobakina. And it is definitely kind of more rocking than anything I've ever done on an electric guitar, I think.
When you compose something like that, that's got to be the perfect mix between what you do for The National. I mean, it's like mixing both passions together.
Yeah, I think so. I think that there's something about working with solo instruments where you get the physicality of the instrument. And, you know, like when we play electric guitar, say in The National or even acoustic guitar, there's something physical about the sound. And I think, you know, writing for a solo instrument, you know, you're not overdubbing or layering it in the, say, in the orchestra or something. It's really an exposed sound of just this one person playing their instrument. But there's also the purely physicality and resonance of that instrument.
What about the biggest difference between composing classical and rock?
You know, The National is a collaborative band, so we bring simple ideas, and then the five of us really produce and collaborate, and the recording is kind of the composition, so it's almost the simpler, the better. When you're writing, you know, for concert hall, you know, scoring it and manuscript, you really have to think through everything. So you come with a finished idea, and then the collaboration happens after. So you present a finished score, but then there's a huge amount of collaborative work that goes in, say, with the orchestra and the conductor or the solo pianist or whatever it is you're working with. Sometimes I say it's sort of like, is it the difference between writing poetry and writing nonfiction? You're exercising some of the same muscles, but in a different way.
I read something you said about this. When composing classical music, you design the whole building immediately. Every idea has to be thoroughly elaborated. That sounds difficult.
Yeah, it you know, you put up the cathedral and then you find where to open the windows or something. If you show up with a half-finished score, you're going to have people tearing their hair out and screaming at you in rehearsal. So it's usually better to really have thought through it. And the opposite, the beauty of collaborative bands is it's sort of this, you know, the alchemy and chemistry of that is partly about finishing each other's ideas.
Three of the pieces here were written for Pekka Kuusisto, Finnish violinist, Ornament and Crime 1, 2, and 3. What's the title referencing?
Ornament and Crime is a book by an architect, actually, named Adolf Loos, who was associated with, you know, friends and artists like Gustav Mahler, Gustav Klimt, the great painter. Klimt's art is very ornamental, and we think about ornamentation in music all the time, like Bach's music is full of ornamentation. And, you know, Loos, what he's essentially saying is that ornamentation has no place in modern society unless it's functional. And I was kind of, you know, my piece is a bit rhetorical, calling that into question.
Let's listen now for a second to the last track on the album, Song for Enola. So, Bryce, I understand the inspiration came from a special place in Finland. What was that scene? Because just hearing what you wrote there gave me some chills and made the hair on my arm stand up. So I'm wondering what this place was like.
Yeah, I think the place is even better. Enola is Sibelius, the great Finnish composer, early 20th century, late 19th century composer. His house, Enola, in the town of Tuusula, just like about 40 minutes from Helsinki, on the edge of this pristine, beautiful lake. And I wrote that little piece sitting, you know, on a porch staring at this lake, thinking about Sibelius.
I love your description of how you wrote it, though. Just sitting, looking at a lake. I mean, if you can't find inspiration looking at a beautiful lake, I mean, you can't find it anywhere, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what musicians do, basically. Like, that feeling you get looking at the lake or at the mountain or the sea, it's kind of the experience of music on some level kind of puts you in that place of just being present. And that's what good music should do.
That's composer Bryce Dessner, who's also a guitarist with The National. His Sony Classical debut album is called Solos. Bryce, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.